In the midst of the Korean War, the American people were forced to choose where their loyalties lay, with their self-assured war hero, General Douglas MacArthur, or with their fiery, incontrovertible president, Harry S. Truman. Under the command of General MacArthur, America's Korean War effort went well at first, just months after invading North Korean troops crossed the 38th parallel into South Korea. MacArthur's U.S.-backed troops pushed them back over the border. But his push did not stop there. His troops continued on through North Korea, eventually reaching the Chinese border. The Chinese, wary of potentially dangerous troops on its border, launched a massive counterattack, swiftly sending MacArthur's armies back within the borders of South Korea. Throughout all the battles, MacArthur was openly critical of the Truman administration for not allowing full-scale attacks on China and for its appeasement policies in the war. Finally, in March of 1951, the general suggested that communists had chosen Asia as its battleground for global domination. Truman's tolerance for MacArthur's insubordination finally boiled over. On April 12, 1951, backed by directives strictly prohibiting military personnel from making statements about foreign policy, the president relieved the extremely popular general of his command.
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced that the president has relieved General of the Army Douglas MacArthur of all his commands in the Far East. The president says he took this action with deep regret because the general is unable to give his wholehearted support to the policies of the United States government and of the United Nations pertaining to his official duties.
I believe with all my heart that the course we are following is the best course. I have therefore considered it essential to relieve General MacArthur so that there would be no doubt or confusion as to the real purpose and aim of our policy.
Truman may have ended MacArthur's career, but the general got in the last word. He returned to Washington, D.C. to deliver an eloquent farewell speech before Congress, broadcast by radio to the rest of the nation.
I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die. They just fade away. And like the old soldier of that ballad, I now close my military career and just fade away. An old soldier who tried to do his duty as God gave him the light to see that duty. Goodbye.
Another popular general, Dwight Eisenhower, succeeded Truman as president. Yet it would still take one more year before the Korean War finally ground to an uneasy stalemate.